It's a special edition of Beyond the Playbook this morning on a very special Monday for Buffalo Bills fans. Good morning to you, Matt Sabuda.
Happy Buffalo Bills playoff clinching Monday to you, Jay.
The Bills won 17-10 over the Pittsburgh Steelers last night on Sunday Night Football. They're back in the playoffs for the second time in 3 years. What do you think, Matt?
Yes, last night the Bills clinched just their second playoff berth in the last three seasons, but also their second this century. And this time they didn't rely on any late game heroics by another team to barely make it through a complicated set of tiebreakers. All they needed was to be the better team. And while it was close, they were the better team early and throughout. And it was only fitting that it was a big game clinching play that they earned. And they didn't luck into. And earning their playoff spot was undoubtedly the theme of the win. And I have to say that this win was emblematic of their season in a lot of ways. They're a young and talented team that's still raw and clearly mistake-prone. In addition to continuing the trend of receiver drops along with running back Devin Singletary's terrible ball security, he fumbled twice, he lost one of those, they were still good enough to weather those mistakes and come away with the win. And if we're going to be glass half full in analysis, and quite frankly, I think their youth and potential warrants it, last night's win was, I think, more of a beginning than it was a finish line. Yes, Josh Allen, he did finish the game at 13 of 25 passing with a paltry 139 yards. But he also notched a passing and rushing touchdown, enough to win the game. And again, that's what's significant. When Allen and offense, in the offense, they're at their statistical floor, they still do enough to win. And now, I guess, hopefully the best is yet to come. They still do have an outside shot at winning the division and the number two seed in the playoffs if they can beat the Patriots next week and the Jets the week after, along with a Patriots Week 17 loss. But I think the more realistic scenario for the Bills is that they will end up with the fifth wild card seed, traveling to either Houston or back to Tennessee to take on the Titans for the second time this season. But after the Texans win yesterday, I think it looks increasingly likely the Bills will be headed to Houston, but we may not know for sure for another week or two. What we do know for sure is that this Bills team is different than years past, and they're different in the best ways possible.
Okay, then put the win in perspective. How does it fit into Bills history? And what does this mean for the future?
It's a pretty significant sea change for the Bills because this year they earned it and did so in a bit of poetic, historic exorcism of sorts by beating the Pittsburgh Steelers to clinch their spot in the playoffs. And I say that they exorcised some sports demons because Bills fans might remember one of the rare times the Bills had an opportunity to clinch a playoff berth with a win of their own in the last 20 years. That was 2004, and the Bills lost their final home game of the season to no other than the Pittsburgh Steelers, and their backups no less. And that 2004 team, it finished the season just like uninspired zombies. But this year and this team have proven to be different and much better than anyone expected. And quite frankly, the best version of the Bills over the last 20 years. They've been doubted and underrated all season. In fact, they were underdogs going into last night's matchup. But at the end of the night, the Bills on national TV showed the league and football fans everywhere that you doubt them at your own risk because they prove they belong. And with that, they're back in the playoffs. And I don't think it's a stretch to suggest that last night's win was a potential cultural turning point for the franchise. For so many years, Buffalonians have been conditioned to expect the Bills to be Charlie Brown and success to be Lucy, pulling the football away at the last second. If they were ever close, fans just knew the bottom was about to drop out, well, because it usually did. Yes, it's still just one season, but that turning point has to start somewhere. So for at least one night, and now that one season, the days of Lucy yanking the football away are in the past. They're history. The Bills finally earn the city some satisfying progress on the sports front, and we can only hope that the best is yet to come.
Yes, we certainly hope the best is yet to come. Matt Sabuda, as always, thanks for going beyond the playbook this morning.
Yeah, thank you, Jay.